Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday, February the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. So good morning to you. This will be our first Taco Tuesday of the 40 days of Lent. Just so you know, I'm not fasting from tacos. A lot of people, my little Sunday school class, my middle schoolers and high schoolers ask me, like, what are you giving up for Lent? I'm like, I'm not giving up anything for Lent. I'm taking up my cross for Lent. And that's a different kind of thing. Lent, you know, over the years has just become reduced to like, can I get through the 40 days without chocolate or coffee or fill in the blank? And if that's what you're doing, I'm not going to knock that. I'm just going to challenge you to turn that focus from what you're giving up to who you're taking up, Jesus. Can we, you know, what we're doing in these days of Lent, we're coming out of the crowd. We're coming out of the group. We're coming out of the 12. We're running up to get up into the 3, maybe even the 1 who's right up there next to Jesus. We're trying to get up close as we can to him. We want to be like Zacchaeus climbing that tree, or be like that woman pressing through to take the hem of his robe. That's a kind of a desperation. We're like, we must see Jesus. That's what we're doing here, and there's room for all of us. So let's see, where are we today? Hey, a lot of you have commented on my background here. It's changed a little bit. David, y'all know my son David, he's come to work for Seedbed. He's running our social media. He's doing such a great job. I call him our artist in residence. He is that, and he pulled together this wonderful seed sower over here. Of course, he pulled the motorcycle out for the last one, and I don't know. Well, he told me he filled it with Easter eggs, so we'll just see what happens as we go through Lent. Anyhow, it's time for us to dive in this morning into the prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry, this is day 6 of 40. Today's entry is entitled, The Question of All Questions. Jesus asking. And our text is Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. There were six of them, five girls and one boy. They ranged in age from 12 to 15. We sat around the table on a Sunday morning in a classroom in the Gillette Methodist Church. It was the first day of our first confirmation class, the first one I had ever taught since my own confirmation class many years before. For those unfamiliar, confirmation is a rite of passage where a person, most often a young person, walks through a transformational learning process designed to lead them to an opportunity to give their lives to Jesus Christ, thereby confirming their personal faith in Him as Savior and Lord. I didn't start with a curriculum or even much of a plan. I wasn't interested in giving them religious instruction or denominational indoctrination. Those things aren't wrong, of course, but I felt we needed to be far more basic and fundamental. We needed an extended conversation about first things. I passed out six blank moleskin-type books, journals, designating them as our confirmation journals. I asked this group of young people to open the books and to write on the inside cover in large print what I called the question of all questions. The question of all questions, of course, comes from Jesus of Nazareth. It is addressed to every person who ever lived and who ever will live. He asked the question for the first time of his disciples in a place known as Caesarea Philippi, north of Galilee. There is an alternate name for this place. Pan. Pan means many, as in many gods. Pan was also home to an ancient shrine known as the Gates of Hades. Here's the scene. The place is crawling with people. They are congregating around this shrine and that one and clustering around this guru and that teacher. It's kind of like a national park for religious business. I picture Jesus' disciples gathered around him as they look at this scene. That's the setup for the question of all questions. It wasn't the first question he asked that day, though. Here was the first question. Who do people say I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets. Then he dropped the mother of all questions on them. But what about you? Who do you say I am? So I said to my first ever confirmation class, the five girls and one boy seated around the table, write those six words in large, bold letters inside the front cover of your confirmation journal. That's the question of all questions and the focus of our class over these next months. And now I say it to you as we walk these 40 days of Lent together with Jesus to the cross. But what about you? He asked. Jesus asking, who do you say I am? Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, thank you for cutting to the chase. Thank you for speaking plainly and from your heart to ours. Mostly, thank you for caring enough to ask us the question, who do you say I am? We don't want to give you a pat answer. We will live with the question in a deeper way. Come, Holy Spirit, and grant us a fresh revelation that we might make a real response. Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Our journal prompts today. You know, when we're praying, guys, I feel that. I feel you praying with me. I feel us praying. We're talking to him. He's here. We're meeting with Jesus. You know, that's what the wake-up call is. It's a meeting with Jesus in the Word of God. I don't know. I just felt like maybe I needed to remind you of that. What we're doing here. My kids, you know, when they were growing up, people would ask them, like, what does your dad do? they would say, he writes devotions. I'm like, come on, guys. And, you know, I think about that a lot. What am I doing here? And here's what I'm doing. I'm trying to help you wake up to Jesus, right? That's it. And I feel like you're doing the same with me. You're trying to help me wake up to Jesus, because if we can wake up, if we can really come awake and alive, it'll all go from there, because he's the one leading it. I'm not the leader. He's the leader. We're all gathering around him. We're trying to help each other wake up to Jesus and stay awake to him and come fully alive in him, and then become like actively moving in him in the world. It's the whole thing. It's him. It's him. Journal prompts today. You ready? This is a good one. Do you see how it is possible to get the answer biblically and doctrinally correct and yet still miss the point? How might that be avoided? Who do you say that I am? I mean, there's like a Sunday school answer to that. Yeah, it's not wrong. There's a lot of right answers, but they're not really real. It's like he's saying, who am I to you? Don't go read my about section on my website. Don't look at my link in bio. Who am I to you? Am I a historical figure? I asked my church on Sunday. Who is Jesus to you? You. Not what do other people say, not what do your mom and dad say, not what do your friends say, not what does your preacher say. You know, that was the first question. Who do people say that I am? Doesn't even matter. What about you, he's saying? This is the question of all questions. And this is why I want us to sit with this question and not just give a pat answer that's correct, but not real to us. Who am I to you, he's saying? Am I just a important historical figure? Am I a concept? Am I your sort of get out of jail free card, your ticket to heaven card? Am I here just to kind of help you get through the hard places in life and then you take it from there? Who am I? Or am I your God. Your God. Who do you say that I am, really? All right, you ready to sing today? All right, everybody. We're ready to sing today. And here we are in the early days of the season of Lent. We're on our way to the cross. We may have been this way before, but we've never been this way this time. And there's always more. Today, Dad, tell them what we're going to sing.
We're going to sing There's Something About That Name.
Yep, that's one of the great Bill and Gloria Gaither songs.
Yeah, it is. Sure is.
And I think we'll sing it through twice. Just got one verse, but we want to get into it. And, you know, what we're doing in these days of Lent, I preached on it Sunday, where sometimes, you know, you can find yourself out in the crowds and seeing Jesus way up here. And maybe you come into the church and he's a little bit closer. You come into the disciples' relationship, the 12, and you're pretty close to him. But then,
right. But then
there's Peter, James, and John. That's who he takes up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And that's who, when he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, "You three, come over here." You know, that's his closest friends. And what we're trying to do in the days of Lent is get closer in friendship to Jesus. We're trying to get up close to him.
Amen.
Be his friend, because he's our friend.
And he's out there waiting.
He's waiting on us. He's like, "Listen, you're not waiting on me. I'm waiting on you." All right, let's sing. Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. King and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that day.
Once again,
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. King and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
That's a good song.
That is. That's a good one.
That's a newer song, probably written, I don't know, 1970, it says.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In our hymnal. But that's one of the tests of a new song is, will it ever really become an old song?
Right. Yep.
This is going to be one of those.
This is getting there.
This is getting there. Our old friend Chris Tomlin's written a lot of new songs. They're going to become old songs too,
yeah,
one day.
Mm-hmm.
He's that kind of writer. Well, you know, one of the things I want to close today is I want to point you to the PS in today's email. You know, Dad, most people, you know how most people find out about the wake-up call?
From other people.
Somebody else tells them.
Right.
Somebody says, you know, I've been reading this for a while, and I think you'd like it. And that's how it grows. We're not really growing by a lot of hype and advertising and gimmicks. We're not about that. We count on you.
I tell you what, we sing songs that you can sing with us at home.
That's right. That's what we're doing. So we want you to tell your friends to come on, to join us, to win the morning with us. And we've created what we call the field team. Everything we do is related to farming, Dad. The field team are the field hands. They're right. The people that do the work.
That's exactly right.
Now, this is a big lift doing what we do, but it's a bigger lift to share this. It's not about this. It's about sowing it. And so if you join the field team, all you got to do is click on the link in the PS, and it'll just ask you for your email and stuff like that. And I'll send you some things that you can actually share. You can print them out, cut them out, take them with you. People are sharing them in all kinds of ways. But I want you to be part of the field team, okay? A lot of you have read this. And if you're not ready to do that, I totally understand. So just let this pass by. But some of you are like, man, I want to help. I want to be more involved in this. I trust it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to help it go forward. This is how it happens. So go there and click on that little link in the PS in today's email and join us. I'll be in touch. And then the other thing I want to say is if you're a pastor and you're, you know, leading a church or on the staff of a church and you're part of the wake-up call, I'd just like to know who you are and maybe be in touch with you. Don't got anything for you to do. You're busy enough, but I just would like to know the people who are leading flocks and shepherding flocks out there so I can encourage you in a particular way.
So we can pray for you.
That's exactly right, Dad. That's what we're going to be doing. Okay, well, we'll see you, Dal. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we will see you on the field. Get your seeds, gang. Here's mine. It's time to sow for a great awakening.